Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Vision Quest. This is a Vision Quest where we are going to look back. We're going to backtrack for the past year, and we're going to take some time to reflect and pull out the nuggets and really mulch what needs to be mulched from the past, from this past year, so that we can really extract all the gifts and all the lessons and learnings. This is a time of acknowledgement, of recognition. I mean, how often do you backtrack? We're always looking into the next year. We're ready to create our goals and our visions and our plans for next year. And I always combine this backtracking experience with our future tracking experience, because what is the point of living through a year if we're not going to look back and, you know, take the learnings and really acknowledge ourselves for the growth? How often do you stop and look back and say, wow, I thought I didn't accomplish a lot. I thought I wasn't doing a lot. You didn't have time to maybe methodically go through and extract all of the wows, the ahas, that, yeah, I see the growth. Oh, it might have been that I was stagnant there, but I was actually doing this. You know, so really taking a time for us to backtrack. And why am I using the word track? We're also going to be future tracking. In this session, we're going to be practicing our tracking skills. You know, when you can actually tune in and you can look behind you and you can track for the sort of the patterns, you can track for the learnings. That's a skill. And when you can future track, when you can see into the future and extract the potentialities, the potentials, that's a skill. And then there's also the skill of tracking, where we are, I mean, imagine a hunter is out in the woods and they're tracking for animals. There are trackers who can spiritually track. There are trackers who can track tracks, literally like tracks in the ground, where maybe the common eye might not be able to see, yet someone with the skilled eye can track. And I love the word purpose tracking and all things tracking, because tracking is a skill and it empowers us to realize that we can actually call in what we want to call in. We can actually track the timeline where this thing does exist, and we can, yes, in order for that, then I have to do that, right? Or we can backtrack and really understand why something happened, right? How many times do you like stop and maybe you created a new something, a launch of a business or something, a new product or a new offering or a new something. And how many times do you stop and you go back and you track? How was that? You just a reflection. You do an event. You have anything, any kind of project that you put out. You know, then how often do you stop and do that backtracking? What was good? Where could we have improved? What actually went awry, if something went awry, what actually went right and why did it go right? So that's tracking. And we want to like just really master the skill of tracking. All right. So what I want to invite you to do here as we tune in and prepare ourselves for this session, I think we'll go about an hour. Don't hold me to that though. And this is for you. You can press pause at any time and write more than the invitation here, but this is just, I'm going to keep us moving for all who are listening. And so at any time you want to add or write longer, then just pause this video or audio. All right. So before we start, we want to set our intention. What is your intention for this? Not just this year. We'll get to that. What's your one word, or, you know, your intention for 2023 or 2020, whatever year you're going into. But this is really about an intention for this exercise. And so showing up fully, closing all the tabs, doing this when you have some time. That's why this is a recording and you can actually create the space to do it. And this is a great thing to do first thing in the morning, where you have some private time, where your thoughts are clear, and come with a journal or a pen. You can also do this on the computer if you need to type a document. I always prefer writing. There's a tactical something that synapse that triggers when you write. So I really prefer writing with a pen. And if you want, you can type it after. But if typing is the only way you're going to do this, then I've created a fill-inable PDF for you. And you can also print that PDF. You can print that workbook and write in it as we go. Or you may just write in your journal as we go. The point is, the outcomes for today are usable. So what we want to do is look into this each month. You're going to have an outcome for each month, an energy from our energy force forecast exercise that we're going to be doing here. And from that energy forecast going into 2023, when we're future tracking, we're going to look into each month and you're going to extract the energy for that month. And so make sure that once complete, you are actually writing this somewhere that you'll be able to use, because I'll tell you how to do that after. Okay. So again, be prepared to pause this video or audio, whichever you're listening to, for deeper contemplation when prompted, and let's get started. And so once again, I mentioned tracking, right? So tracking is the science and art of observing and recognizing signs, patterns, and information with the goal of understanding the landscape, finding answers and guidance. That is my definition of tracking. And as a tracker myself, and just obsessed with the skill of tracking, and always really wanted to improve my skill of tracking, and I have a lot more to go. Being in the woods, living in, like, being in the forest and tracking for different animals, different, you know, you actually see more. You see more. So the point of tracking and like building this muscle is we get to see more in our spiritual world, in our physical world, and in all the other worlds that we coexist with. So before we start doing the tangible exercise here, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to do a short grounding meditation. And then we're going to start with the backtracking exercise. So have that worksheet, the workbook pulled up for yourself or printed out. Have your journal there and get ready to write after we complete this mini visualization that I'm going to take you on momentarily. And we will get going. Okay. Make sure you're seated comfortably. Close the door. Turn off the Ringer. And let's go deep. Let's go deep. Close your eyes. Come into a comfortable seated position and close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do this about 3 times. It's best if your seat is straight. And on your next exhale, straighten your spine even more, lifting your crown to the sky, feeling your seat, your root, seated, grounded. Whether your feet are on the floor or crossed, see if you can visualize a cord that is coming out of your root and spiraling down through the building, down through the floor, the foundation. If you're outside, start seeing this cord go down through the soil, down through the bedrock. Our cords are now going deeper, deeper into the earth. Deeper into Mother Earth, and notice that cord going into the center. You're finally reaching the center of Mother Earth. And in the center, there is a luminous crystal. You see, you tap your cord into the luminous crystal, and you can feel the energy surge, surging up through that cord. Surging up through the cord, up through the earth, all the way up through the layers of the earth, through the bedrock, feeling that surge from that luminous crystal coming up your cord all the way through the ground, through the soil, feeling that surge from that luminous crystal surging up, up, up through your root chakra into your body. Feel that energetic frequency, feel that rush through your whole body like an elixir of energy, of foresight, of insight, of backsight. As you draw that energy up and through your body, That energy includes information. Information. And that information created your experience this past year. And just sitting present with that energy swirling around your body, that information from this past year, all of the wisdom, the learnings, the nuggets. We're going to take you through a short timeline now. With your eyes closed, continuing to breathe, feeling that energy coursing through your body and all of that information. See before you a timeline. On that timeline are 12 stops. And we're going to start embark on this timeline. We're going to start walking through each stop. And just be aware of whatever comes to your mind. And trust that your other than conscious mind will remember everything that needs to be recorded when prompted. On the count of three, you'll find yourself standing before this timeline, ready. One, two, three. Take a step into the first stop, December. That may be now, that may be last month, whenever you're doing this. You're in the month of December for this past year. What are the projects? What are the things? What are the learnings? What are you working on? What are you creating? What are you doing? And who are you being? Let all the information surge in front of you and trust that you will know and remember everything you need to write down. We are priming our minds for the real exercise after, so be in trust. We're ready for the next stop. You're going to leap into November. November of this past year. What are all the projects? What are all the things? The learnings, the beings, the doings. What was November of this past year for you? We're going to leap into the next stop, October. Feel into the month of October in this past year. What is the energy from October? What are the things that you are doing? Who are you being? What are the learnings? The takeaways? Trust again, you'll remember everything. This is quantum. We're moving quickly. On the count of three, we're stepping into September. One, two, three. September of this past year. Call it in. What were you doing? Who are you being? What's the takeaway? Nugget wisdom. On the count of three, we're going into August. One, two, three, the August of this past year. What were you doing? Remember August. What's your takeaway from August? Remember, this doesn't have to be clear sentences. You're just calling forth the information. We're stepping now into the next stop, July. of this past year? Where were you? What were you doing? Where were you being? What's the takeaway? And the next step to June. June of this past year, what were you doing? What were you working on? Where were you? What are the qualities of June of this past year? What was the takeaway? Now we're stepping into May. May of this past year. What were you doing? Where were you? What were you working on? What is one takeaway from May? Calling into our mind, calling into our heart, we're priming our field to tap into the information. Now we're going back into April. April of last year. Where were you? What were you doing? What were you working on? What's your takeaway from April? You'll have more time to get clarity on these pieces for each of these months. So keep going. Now we're going to March. March of last year. Where were you? What was happening? Where were you? What was unfolding? What were you working on? What do you remember? What's your takeaway from March of last year? And now we go to February. February of last year. February this past year, do you remember? Where were you? What were you doing? What were you working on? Can you remember February of this past year? And now we go to 1 year ago, to January, to the beginning of last year, the very beginning. Where were you? What were you doing? What were your plans? What were you working on? What was going on for you? What was your takeaway from January of last year? And now that your information from this past year, you've backtracked, you're working those tracking skills, seeing with your other than conscious mind. And now you're invited to open your eyes and look at the worksheet where it says 2022 Wisdom Nuggets, or whatever year you're working on this. 2022 Wisdom Nuggets. And this is where you want to now go back to December and work your way back, or if you feel called to start at January, but go in order, either January to December or December to January. And I'm going to prompt you and just say next month when you're moving on. So let's begin. For this exercise, you're going to be just writing in your takeaway from that month. Your energy, it could have been just an energy read, a growth lesson, a nugget, not a whole writing. You are welcome to journal on that. After you do this exercise, just press pause and you can journal on this past year, and I'll give you some prompts for that. For now, each one of these months will have just like an energy statement, a statement about that month. And when I say energy, I mean, what was your overall energy? Where were you? What was unfolding for you? What was the learning for you that month? What was happening? What was the stretch for you? And so we'll start on your pick one month, either January or December, and let's begin. What was happening for you? What's your takeaway? What's your one read for that month? It could be one word. It could be a short phrase, one sentence. And now go to the next month. One sentence, one phrase, one word. whatever encapsulates what was going on for you that month. And now move on to the next month. One word or phrase for that month, this past year. There's a lot of power in a short phrase, now that you've called in what it really encompasses in that last part of this visualization. Move into the next month. Move into the next month. And now the next month. And the next month. The next month. Next, and the next month, short energy or statement or phrase for the next month. Now move into the next month. And then the next and the last month. Short energy or phrase that encompasses the nugget, the wisdom nugget from that month. Now for each of these months, so take a moment and read through from January through December for the past year, all of the learnings, the takeaways for each month. Just take a moment and read that to yourself. You can read it out loud and acknowledge. Acknowledge this journey you've been on. And now you are free to pause if you choose to continue journaling about this past year. And I'll give you a few prompts right now if you want to continue on. Stay with me here. Otherwise, press pause. And some of the questions you're welcome to journal on include looking back at each year, now that you've called up the energy of each year, looking back, go into each month, and you're welcome to think about, like, if you can remember, what were your goals that month? Did you have goals that month? What were you working on? And like, what are some takeaways or things that you'd want to flesh out for each month? You're welcome to do that and press pause and do that now. And I also love to invite you to just think about one word that encompasses all of 2022 or whatever the past year is, as you might be listening to this at another time. Think about what is one word that encompasses the energy of that year for you, not for the world, but for you. One word or like a short phrase that encompasses the energy of this past year for you. Okay. So you have your word, that everyone is invited to do, and you can see the page where you can fill that in. And if you're coming back, this is where you're coming back to, right here where we begin the next part. Now we're going to step into future tracking. You are welcome again to close your eyes as we move into our future tracking energy forecast exercise for this coming year, this fresh new year. So close your eyes again, going back into that deep place of nourishment from the elixir of energy you've called in from the center of the earth, and that luminous crystal filling your body, continuing to remind you and awaken your cells, your imaginal cells, of possibility and potentiality. Here in this beautiful place, in the liminal space between time, between years, we get to craft, we get to vision, we get to track into the future and pull out our future potential. The future potential, not just our goals and our dreams, but what is ours, what is already done in the future, that is of the highest potential for us as humans and our world. And that is where we're going. So with your eyes closed, coming back into a few deep breaths, and you take a deep breath in through your nose, and on each of three exhales, you'll do this three times. On each of three exhales, you'll exhale this past year. You'll exhale that energy, that word from last year. So starting one on the first breath in, and exhale the energy of last year. Exhale with gratitude, exhale with intention. Another inhale. And exhale with gratitude or intention. Whatever you need, if you're releasing, if you're keeping, whatever that exhale is for you on this last breath, make it strong. Inhale. And exhale. With your eyes closed, feel the lightness of your body. Feel your spirit, your soul, all of the energy outside of your thinking intellectual mind supporting this journey into our future. And with this exercise, I'm going to have you write as we go. So with your eyes closed, you'll be feeling and tuning in and tracking, and then you'll be prompted to open your eyes and write in for each month what we extract from the future, the information we receive. We are seeking a phrase, a word, one word or two words that will ground us, that will help us embody that energy so that we can actualize that future potential for each month intentionally. I see before you a timeline, a new timeline, and this one is focusing on a different direction. It's going forward instead of it being straight in front of you, horizontal. It's going straight in front of you. We're walking into the future. And each step we take, we receive all the information we need from that month. That month is a moment, a portal in time. A portal in time that holds information and guidance and awareness. It holds truth for us. And so on the count of three, we'll step forward. One, two, three. Step into January. We're starting with January, the first month. And in January, therein lies information, energy, a feeling, what you're calling in, what you're creating, what you're experiencing and receiving in January of this next year. 2023, January. It holds so much wisdom for you. So see if you can unpack what's happening for you in your highest potential, even if it's not likely or possible, or from here where you sit, it doesn't feel probable. This is where you tap into your dream, and we dream into being. So in January, feeling the feels, what is one word or phrase for January of 2023? You can open your eyes and write that in the box for January on the 2023 energy reading page. And now coming back with your eyes closed, take a deep breath and exhale. Inhale potential and possibility. Exhale any resistance, bias, or belief of limitation. And we're taking our next step now. One, two, three, step into February. February is a beautiful month. What is happening for you in February from your highest place of potential? For you, not the world, not your family, for you. See it with your eyes, feel it, track it, track the vision of what you are creating, stepping into, receiving, calling in. February. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and write this in your February box, the energy reading. What is the energy? This is the embodiment. This is the energy that you will embody for that month. So the beginning of the month, you open your calendar, and you see, or you check back into your list right here on this worksheet, and you look at February and you say, ah, that's the energy I embody. And you close your eyes and you feel what it feels like to embody that energy, because that is the energy that is going to co-create the vision you have for February. These are energy readings. So we are embodying the frequencies, the energies of these words, these spells, and spells are words we cast into being. When you're ready, step into March. Come into with your eyes closed. Step into March. With your eyes closed, see if you could track. What are you doing? What are you creating? What are you calling in for March? And what is the energy that you are embodying to activate your highest potential in March of this next year? Just feel that energy in your body. Feel who you're being and how you're being. Feel the wisdom you're embodying. When you're ready, you can type that, write that into the box for March. And once you're complete, come back, your eyes closed. And on the count of three, we're stepping into April. One, two, three. April of this coming year has a lot in store for you. What are you creating? What are you receiving? What are you doing? And who are you being? What is the energy you are embodying in April in order to receive and create? Feel it, track it, lock it in. The words will drop in. That's tracking. You see it and you don't question it. Trust. Trust what you're receiving. What is your word or phrase for April? The energy you're embodying, write that in a worksheet. When you're ready, you come back with your eyes closed, again, dropping into your body, ready to take this next step on our timeline where we're tracking into the future of this coming year. And we're stepping on the count of three into May. 1, 2, 3, May. And here, see all you have to see, what you're creating, who you're being, what is the energy embodiment of May. And now we're going to come back with our eyes closed, taking a deep breath, preparing to see what we need to see, exhaling. On the count of three, we step into June. 1, 2, 3. June. What does June have in store for you? And what is the energy of June that you are embodying? Trust what lands in for you. When you're ready, you can write that on the page, the energy embodiment for June. And coming back with your eyes closed, taking a deep breath in and exhaling. Now our seeing, tracking skills, our muscles are all worked out. And we're forward futuring, casting our vision into July. Futuring into July of this coming year. What are you doing? What are you creating and receiving? What's happening for you in July? And who are you being? What is that energy you're embodying so that your highest potential in July is activated? The energy embodiment. July. When you're ready, you can write that word in. And then on the count of three, we'll come back into our deep breath. 1, 2, 3. And we'll exhale. And every exhale is any limitation, any belief that this is, you know, any lack of trust or resistance. Every exhale is a release of resistance so that more insight is able to be seen, received information, informed into formation that you may see and track into the future, your highest potential. And now we step into August. I think we did. Yeah, we did July. So we're stepping into August. For August, what is happening? What are you doing? Who are you being? What's happening in August of this coming year from your highest potential? Find that word or phrase that you will be embodying the month of April. The month of August, to actualize on your vision. And you can write that into the worksheet, and it's there for you. And come back into your breath with your eyes closed. And on a count of three, we'll step into September of next year. 1, 2, 3, step to September. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you creating? What are you receiving? Who are you being? What is the energy you're feeling? What is the energy you're feeling in September of this next year? The energy you're embodying. When you're ready, you can write that in the sheet. And then on the count of three, you'll come back to your breath. One, two, three, back to your breath. Breathing in potential, exhaling any resistance. Breathing in knowing, exhaling any doubt. And in count of three, we're stepping into October of next year. One, two, three, step. October of next year. What are you doing? What are you creating? Who are you being? What is the energy you're embodying so that you can receive all of your dreams in October of next year? When you're ready, you can write that into the sheet. As we set our intention for the energy we're receiving and being next year, embodying. On the next breath, come in with your eyes closed again. Breathing in and exhaling. On the count of three, we will step into November. One, two, three. November of next year. What's going on for you? What is your potential to create, be, have, receive, do? Who are you being, embodying? What is the energy for next November that you are embodying to activate that highest potential? When you have that clarity, the embodiment for November, the energy embodiment for November of next year, come back with your eyes closed and take a deep breath in. And we're about to close out our year next year, the calendar year that is. Deep breath in through your nose. And again, exhale. And on the count of three, with your eyes closed, you'll step into December. One, two, three, step. What is the energy embodiment you are holding so that you can activate and are activating your highest potentials for December of next year, 2023? Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you being? And what is that word or phrase that'll remind you to embody? So that you may have, do, be, receive, step all the way in and activate your highest potential. December, next year. And when you feel called and ready to write that in the sheet, you may do so. You can also pause right here and just review, see if you want to change anything. Everything feels aligned. So take a moment now to read through from January to December of next year what the energy embodiments are that you will be holding, the frequencies of and embodying so that you can actualize your highest potential, your vision, your dream. And when you're complete with that, we're going to move on to the next piece. And take a deep breath in and just take this all in as if this is who you are becoming. This is who you're being. And feel into the energy of 2023, this next year. What is the one word that you're putting on for this next year? It could be an intention. It can be an energy. It can be just something that you pulled out or extracted when you were vision tracking, future tracking. So what is the one word for you for 2023? And your next step, after you've completed that, you can pause if you want to take a moment here and review, reflect. Our next step is to just write in our journal. You can either write in the workbook, or if you would like to have more space, take some time here and you can pause and work out, craft, create your vision. So I purposely did the exercise this way, where you reached into the future, you tracked into the energy. Energy first. So tracking into the future energy, and then creating the vision afterwards. So now you have all the pieces and you have the energies. And with that, you can press pause here and take as long as you need to write out your vision for this next year and write it out from the first person. I am doing XYZ. It's not this will happen. It's I am, as if it's happening right now. And you can do it over each month, or you can just in general over the whole year or in quarters, however it feels appropriate for you. If you're a very linear thinker and you feel that you'd want to create quarters for yourself, are they tax quarters? Are they earth quarters? I prefer earth quarters. And in our workbook, I do have a page where you can actually learn about what the earth quarters are, and you can write your vision for 2023 through the earth quarters. Okay. Or I'd say the next four earth quarters. So after you do that, let's just say you can press pause now and I will welcome you back. Okay, press pause and go write your vision. One more time, if that wasn't clear, you can write it however you want, just free flow. What's your vision for next year? You can do it through each month. You can do it through each quarter, like tax quarters if you prefer, or you can do it through earth quarters. And I shared an example of what earth quarters are because I don't know that everyone knows what that is. I prefer earth quarters. And in general, earth quarters are, the earth quarters are our solstice to equinox, equinox to solstice, solstice to equinox, equinox to solstice. And so around December 21st of the prior year, it doesn't go by the calendar years, right? It goes on the 21st of December, we have solstice. And then we go into March, typically to March 21st or 22nd, we go into equinox, and then we go from equinox into summer solstice or winter, wherever you are. So in June of 2023, June 21st will be solstice. So there's summer and winter solstice. And then the next earth quarter is fall equinox around September 21st. And so I write a little bit more about the earth quarters in the workbook. You can have a look at that and choose to write your vision through your earth quarters. I always do a reflection on my Instagram or online somewhere and YouTube around the earth quarters, because they're such potent portals for creating intention and visioning and feeling the energy. So we just did an energy read of each month for you. Each earth quarter has an energy as well. And because we are really connected to this Mother Earth that we are, you know, we just experienced, we drew up that elixir of energy from the luminous crystal inside of her center, where we ground. We are earth beings, we are Gaians, we are nature, and therefore visioning along with earth quarters is a really potent exercise. So I invite you to try that exercise here today. You can press pause now. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. And now this next part, after you've done your vision, now you'll take a time to write out your goals. You can do about 3 to 6 goals. And so these are the big goals. And you're encouraged, we are all encouraged at this time to stay focused, you know, more focused. I know that's my word for 2023, for next year, is focus. So focusing means staying on track, you know, no less shiny objects. When we focus more, we stay in flow more. There's more certainty in focus, obviously. So what are your goals for this coming year? You might have 3, you might have 1. It's okay. You have 1 big one, right? Or what are your goals? So take a moment. You could press pause here and you can write in the workbook. You can do it online. It's fill-inable, or you can, if you've printed, write out. I recommend using your pen or in your journal. What are your 1-year goals? Press pause here now. Okay, welcome back. So you've come back, you've written your goals, you've tapped into your vision, you understand Earth quarters, we forecasted and backtracked for this past year and this future year. We are tapping into our highest potentials. You've got your goals. So now we're going to look at our big transformational plans. What are some of your plans for this year? Plans have a different energy than goals, right? The plans help us reach our goals and they help us stay on track. So what are your big transformational plans? You can write in the workbook again or your journal. And take a moment and do that right now and press pause. Okay, welcome back. Now we're going to look at our big transformational actions. And so for this, I have 3. I want you to write 3 actions, like 3 main big actions that are bolder than you know, you can write 1,000,000 actions. Yes, new action steps for every goal. You might have 10 action steps, and each action itself has its own fractals of complexity. What we want to do right now are write our big transformational actions. Like, what are 3 things this next year that we do are going to shift they're going to move the timeline. They're going to shift our, you know, the coordinates of where we're heading. And so that's what these 3 big actions are for. Of course, within each action, you might have more fractals of actions, right? But these are the big ones. And I want you to take a moment here, press pause, and write out 3 big transformational actions that you are taking in this next year. And through these embodiments of each month, you are able to, and they might even be bigger than you thought. And big doesn't only mean big, wow, you know, big for you could be something. It's about you. It's not about big for anybody else. Press pause. Okay, welcome back. Now we're going to take from the big transformational actions. We have our year sort of mapped out a little bit. Of course, we're open to receive, and because, you know, there's a lot, we're meeting a world, we have to meet the world on its terms as well, right? So we want to be malleable, but also hold the energy of what we're envisioning. And so now we're going to take a moment and look at our 90-day goals. Okay, because it's great to have a big year goal, year plan, year focus, but what we want to do is now dial it down a little bit, make it achievable, and look at our next 90 days. The next 90 days from here. What are your 3 90-day goals? You could take a moment and press pause and write those out. Okay, welcome back. And now we are looking at our 90-day plan. Once you have your goals, you are able to make a plan. How do I reach those goals? What do I need to do? What do I need to say yes to? What do I need to say no to? What are the 3 big things I'm going to do? And you can use your journal or you can use the workbook to write out what are your 90-day plans to achieve those 90-day goals. Okay, press pause. And welcome back. Okay. Now we're going to look at our best next steps. There's a lot of different things we can do right now. You probably have a list, you know, if your list is as long as mine, okay, I don't even use small pads anymore. I have to use, you know, illegal size notepads to list all the things in one place. And so right now, you've given everything you've just mapped out and envisioned. Yeah, there's probably a lot of things you can do, but what are the 3 best next steps for you? What are the 3 best next steps? And these are not necessarily action steps. These are not those big transformational actions. These are your next best steps. So think about everything that you've just envisioned. Do you need some certain kind of support? Do you need to hire people? Do you need to let people go? Do you need a coach? That was not a subliminal message. Do you need to let go of old relationships? Do you need to make space in your house for an office, or your space for an office? Do you need to, what do you need to do? Clean up your diet. You know, what is it that you need to do? It's your best next step in order to ensure that the energy and the vision that you've just been tapped into of your highest future potential, right? This isn't about what I have to do all the time. It's not all that you have to do in order for these things to manifest, to actualize, to come into being. It's how we show up. It's who we be, right? So that we can take those steps. But this question here, your best next steps to prime you to be able to embody all of this energy, to be able to actualize the visions, the dreams, the plans, transformation. What are your three best next steps? You can take a moment here and pause and fill that in, and then come back. Okay, beautiful. Welcome back. We've journeyed through, and I hope that this was an insightful and inspiring experience for you to allow yourself to see what is available for you, who you are stepping into, those embodiments that you get to look forward to each month. And what I recommend you do now with this is take those embodiments. You might even print those. I would print the whole document, because you got a lot of stuff in here, right? That is very useful and you want to check back. What's the point of creating all of this if you're not actually going to use it as a compass? And I always say this, right? Bring the map, but you might just put it in the glove compartment and whip it out when you need it, right? You don't always have to follow the map. So it's great to whip it out when you need it. I have found with clients who literally are reminding me of their embodiment for the next month, that they have a really profound lived experience of what else they're working on, or the transformational component, or the thing, the technical, the physical thing that they might be working on or creating, and in business, in leadership, in life, in parenting, in familying, in health. And these embodiments, these monthly embodiments, are so magical. So I recommend that you write those somewhere, put them on your calendar for each month, the beginning of each month, write in for that month what the embodiment is, and ground into it. Do a little bit of a breathing, a meditation with it, and feel and remember the visualization here today. Remember what and why you called in that embodiment, or why that embodiment called you, because it's asking you to step into that and embody that so that it can express your highest potential through you. These are beautiful times, and while they might seem challenging, or there's a lot of uncertainty, and we defined struggle and challenge differently, and in these moments it's really also an opportunity for our greatest personal evolution. It is our opportunity to cast spells. When we're spelling is a word that means spell. We're casting spells with our words at all times. And I have a beautiful program, The Journey of Increase, that is launching in the next month or so, or depending when you're listening to this, it's launched. The Journey of Increase is really about mind mastery and the vocabulary of increase, which is all about being so mindful of our words, being so mindful of our energy that we're casting, the spells that we're casting with our words as we spell. Why are words spelled? So there's a lot of magic and sound word power in words that we speak, in words that we think, and in words that we write. And so this invitation, as you call in your next year, is to be really, really intentional about how you frame things, especially your goals, your visions, and we're casting the energy you're casting into the future. And that's why having an intentional energy that we're embodying for each month, that you've just you tracked into the future and you brought it here, and you're choosing to hold that and step into that. It's an intentional place to be versus showing up and hey, how's it going to go? Whatever, let's see how it is. I'll embody that. And it's a powerful, powerful activator in our highest potential and our deepest evolution. So thanks for being here with me. If you'd like to have a conversation about how I might support you in taking this work further or deeper, or holding you accountable, or helping you create or actualize any of your visions, or if you just want to touch base and let me know how this landed for you, I'd appreciate that. You can find my email and all my contact info. It's probably somewhere there for you. So thank you for being here and taking the time to do this for yourself and for humanity. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.